Small Business Act and the Veterans First Contracting Preference Program should make it easier for a veteran-owned small business to get a government contract. But since contractors certify themselves, the door's wide open for fraud. Scott Denniston is Executive Director of Programs at the National Veteran-Owned Business Association and here to talk about the problem. Scott, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for being on.
Francis, thank you. Glad for the invitation.
Is this a big problem, or is it a problem, I guess, is it a widespread problem, or is it a big problem for a small number of people?
My personal opinion is it's a small problem from the standpoint of all the honest, hardworking veterans who are trying to run successful small businesses. Unfortunately, because it is a self-representation program, as you mentioned, we do have many unscrupulous folks that are setting veterans up and alleging to be veteran-owned and operated when, in fact, they're not. And between the VAIG and the GAO reports, there's huge issues that need to be addressed here.
Is this a case where maybe I start a company and I'm not a veteran and I'm not service-disabled, but I bring somebody in as a sales guy and I pretend that he is an executive in the company? Or is this a case where somebody like me sets a company up, says that it's run by somebody and doesn't even necessarily have anybody on staff that has anything to do with being a vet?
No, most of the companies, from my knowledge, have veterans. The question becomes, is the veteran truly operating the company, particularly on a day-to-day basis?
So I go out and hire some guy and put him out in front of the company. He's the public face of the company, even though he's not necessarily involved in ownership or management or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know what happens a lot is we've got veterans who have very good technical skills, and someone who knows how to run a business will latch onto that and say, I will help you get established in business. We're going to register you and let you have 51% ownership. But since I know more about running the business than you do, I'm going to be making the decisions. And I think that's what most of the issue is. The other thing is that we're looking at and is a challenge is that VA right now has some very strict rules as to what constitutes a veteran-owned and controlled business, and people are trying to understand those rules, and I think there's a lot of confusion within the veteran community as to what is really required.
What kind of infrastructure would be needed, though, to make sure that somebody's checking to make sure that, you know, for example, my company really isn't a veteran-owned small business and it then doesn't qualify for these contracts?
Well, Francis, obviously there needs to be some infrastructure. Now, VA does have the Center for Veterans Enterprise that's responsible for this program, and understanding the surge that they have now in applications also has contractor support. And in the questionable cases, either VA or one of the contractors is actually going out and doing on-site visits to ensure that the veteran is, in fact, controlling the company, not only from the standpoint of the bylaws and the articles of incorporation, but also on the day-to-day business side of it. You know, who's hiring and firing employees, who's obligating the company for financial instruments, who's signing contracts, those kinds of things that you would expect the owner of a business to do.
I guess, though, what concerns me is if somebody really wants to fake it and somebody really decides that there's enough of a business opportunity here, you can fake that stuff, too, and then we're right back to where we started.
Well, no matter how many rules VA or any other federal agency puts in place, there's always going to be somebody who's going to figure out a way around them. But I think what we need to do is to accept the fact that most people are honest and most people want to do the right thing. They need to understand what the rules are and how to go about structuring a company that meets VA's rules and requirements.
Do you get a sense that most of these companies are set up intentionally this way, or is it more of the misunderstanding that you mentioned a little bit at the beginning of the conversation, that maybe there are just a lot of folks that don't understand what really constitutes a veteran-owned small business or a service-disabled veteran small business?
Yeah, my belief is that most of it is confusion, and that we really need to develop a good education program to teach veterans what business is all about and how to structure a company so it meets VA's rules.
Scott, I appreciate you being on to talk about this afternoon. It's a tough issue, and I appreciate your insight.
Glad to. Thank you.